The transition from school to university, being a glorious liberation, provides opportunities for some inglorious new mistakes. Our essential adulthood is acknowledged. We are released from sometimes irksome restrictions, duties, and pressures of a collective organized for children. Freedom to specialize fully in a favorite subject is intellectual luxury. The university offers, too, a variegated bazaar glittering with choices. Studies, lifestyles, habits, dress, ideologies, cultural experiences, pastimes, friendships. Most students have, at some time in the course, problems that cost more pain and anxiety than mere study difficulties. Common among these are budgeting on what is usually a small income, accommodation difficulties, coming to terms with love and sex, religious, ideological, or philosophical difficulties, career problems, family tensions, and even, odd though it may seem, loneliness. However, such problems are not unique to students, and we are scarcely men or women till we have agonized through most of them. A student ought to be able at least to study cheerfully, often joyfully, and fairly effectively. He may, however, find some adjustments difficult. The subject proves to be much bigger than it once seemed. An hour in a university library may be an alarming eye-opener as to how much knowledge exists. Lecturers may take for granted background knowledge that a student lacks. Exciting opportunities appear. Lecturers know aspects of the subject with depths of specialization impossible for school teachers. Discussions with fellow students who have read books you were not told to read, been influenced by teachers you never met, and of course have minds of their own, may force much rethinking. Exercises make new demands on your mind, and receive new kinds of comment and correction. Even a good bookshop is for many students a new experience. The mass of reading required is wide-ranging, enormous, thrilling, daunting. All this broadens out experience wonderfully. So would an upriver exploration of some fertile, buzzing, whispering jungle.